think being honest is being negative.
Well, a lot of times it is.
But. It is honest being negative. This is Geeks of the Square Table. I'm Lawrence of America, your host, and with me today is Taylor.
Taylor.
Oh, you have to speak for Taylor? Gomer.
Sorry.
Steve, introduce me.
Yeah, introduce me.
You never introduce yourself.
So you know, it's just like some random white blur.
Today with me is this random cartoon character.
Hello.
You got a Stitch shirt on. Rock the Stitch, I guess.
That's an awesome Stitch shirt, too.
The man of a thousand voices.
He's the bat wing for Hawaii, right? The Batman Incorporated for Hawaii.
Yeah.
I guess Hawaii would need its own Batman. I mean, it's not like Bruce Wayne can just hop in a jet and get there.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like Mr. Freeze is going apeshit on there.
Exactly. That would be awesome, Mr. Freeze on Hawaii. That would be an awesome comic.
DC, I just wrote your next
yes.
I just wrote your next annual for you. Get on
there you go. You know, I mean, you could even work in the Silver Surfer.
Yeah. Oh, in Hawaii. Oh, yeah. It's a different publisher, but okay.
Yep. Well, okay, I'm sure some knockout.
How about Firestorm?
There you go.
You can have Aquaman show up and Stitch beat him.
So,
I thought Stitch had more than two arms.
Mr. Freeze, no, like,
he can do more than
kill
two
arms. Aquaman? I mean,
wouldn't Mr. Freeze?
That's the Lego set for Batman. They have a Lego set with Batman in it, and it has Aquaman frozen with Mr. Freeze.
Oh, really?
It's like, there's Aquaman being useless again. Batman to the rescue!
Man, Aquaman gets beat up on too much.
Right, so,
what were we talking about? Movie?
All right, we were about
the biggest movie of the summer is what we were talking about.
Now, first of all, the $100 million opening that they claim to have gotten has been denied by
everyone. I saw that.
Including the people that put out the numbers. There's a company called Rentrak, which is basically the Nielsen of the movie industry. And they said we have them at 97 and no more. All right, now, The Hollywood Reporter or Variety, I can't remember.
It was Variety, I believe, said
that they had information that there was a report that people would get fired if they didn't hit at least $100 million.
Yes.
And that was probably why they were faking the numbers.
Who's going to get fired?
Yeah. Michael Bay, it's time to hand this franchise over.
It's been crappy.
$100 million.
It's been crappy for three movies worth of movies.
But it made money.
Oh, and
but we're gonna
of
fire
course,
you.
Michael Bay put out the statement saying that
I hate teleprompters.
That was a different statement. But if you don't like Transformers, I don't give a.
He doesn't.
That's literally. What
I don't
he
blame
says.
Him.
So
he don't give an F.
He don't. I don't blame him.
You know, and he doesn't give an F. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, be negative. It'll make help make him a better movie maker.
Okay.
How?
That's what he said.
That's some twisted logic right there.
Well, okay, I don't begrudge this to Michael Bay. You knew what you were getting when you put him at the helm of a franchise.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is exactly what he does, and we all knew that this whole time. Shame on us for continuing to go see the movie.
I totally agree with you, dude. Shame on us for expecting something different.
Why would you expect anything different, though? It is a Transformers movie based on toys and a cartoon to sell those toys.
You guys are going to hate me for saying this, but it's not like Transformers was ever the most highbrow thing.
No, it's not. Exactly! It was never highbrow.
That's what I'm saying!
Of course it's going to be about giant robots punching each other.
Yeah, you don't even have to compare it to the cartoons or the toys. We have three other movies we could compare it
exactly,
to now.
Exactly, but
I'll say this about this movie. If you were to take the first one and this one and play them side by side simultaneously, you're going to see some very scary parallels. It means to me that Michael Bay is running out of ideas.
Well, he's not a writer, though. He's just directing the thing. He's just taking what somebody else wrote.
I don't know what input he has in the story. He's not paid to go see this movie.
You what?
I wouldn't have paid to go see this movie, but I got in for free and I still felt ripped off. It's 3 hours of my life I'll never get back.
By all accounts I've heard, it's the shittiest shit to ever shit on anything.
But here's my question. I had this question to Larry. How does the shittiest movie of all time get to $100 million, arguably.
$97 million, but
whatever.
Well, even we were talking about, like, hey, is that Optimus Prime riding a dinosaur?
Exactly! Yeah. I want to see that!
It does have the... It's got the 12-year-old boy knee-jerk reaction. Yeah. Hey, that's cool, let's see it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How many of us grew up on the Transformers?
Oh, yeah, honestly. I did.
Well, a little after.
Well, Beast Wars, maybe.
Yeah, Beast Wars.
There you go, there you go.
With Generation 1, like I did, and even then, I actually grew up. I didn't even grow up on it. I was 17 when they came out.
Yeah, it was still good
in '86.
It was still great.
I loved it. Yeah. It because that was it. It reminded me of being a kid again. That's what these movies are more than anything else.
I was like 9 or 10.
Was it's for all us older people, me, and everything, just to have fun. We missed Godzilla movies and Ultraman. And some of the anime that we, if we could ever find it and get it, and all that. We missed it as cartoons.
Transformers isn't there to make any political or social statements.
It's just
there
beat up things and destroy stuff.
Like I said before, it's destruction
porn. At no point in any of our conversations, and the political thing was something me and Gomer talked about
earlier. It was funny.
I'm never trying to imply it's political. But
like
part of the reason...
Propaganda. You're saying that the whole movie wasn't just Chinese propaganda.
No, I'm not saying the whole movie.
I know.
I'm saying the whole movie is advertising.
Of course.
Yeah, well, that was even in the first movie, it was like the Mountain Dew machine, and there was like the Cadillac SUV.
And that makes something like that makes an appearance in this one.
Right, every beverage in
there. Hey, hand me that Nokia phone.
Every beverage in the movie, except for one, is a Budweiser or a Bud Light.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's been happening, and I'll say it.
Every fridge has a six-pack of Bud in it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
One point, it's literally raining down Bud Light from the sky.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But that's been happening in movies since Superman threw Zod into a Coke sign.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's been going on for a while.
Yeah, it's product placement.
But I don't see why it's still this huge propaganda movie you're saying.
Is product placement.
Yeah. I'm cool with that. It's a show about a product. About a toy.
The whole subplot is about product placement.
Yeah, dude, the whole thing.
We can make Transformers now, and we can improve. We base it on Bumblebee.
The new Grimlock Transformer looks awesome. You just grab his arms and, like, twist him, and he transforms. You twist him back the other way, and he transforms. It's brilliant.
Oh, wow.
It's like we're in the future.
What happened with Bumblebee and, like, all the Autobots? It's been, like, decades, right? Or something?
How long has it been since the last movie? 5 years. Like in the movie
two
time.
2 to 3 years?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It hasn't been that long.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Now, let me say this. With the China thing, China has rules. It's not a free market as far as movies go.
Exactly.
There are rules you have to follow.
Yeah, and well, you have to follow those rules here.
There's rules that you have to follow to be allowed to be played in China.
Yeah, you can't show skeletons or something like that.
You can't show Beijing is dirty, or any city in China is dirty.
So you can't show Beijing.
Yes.
You can't badmouth the Chinese government or the Chinese people.
Yes.
You cannot make any government look better than the Chinese government.
Got it.
You cannot make any references to faulty Chinese products.
Nope. You're right.
Or badmouth any citizen of China.
Yes.
So the truth.
That makes sense.
Right. So anything that doesn't make China look good, they don't like. They paid to have Chinese celebrities in the movie.
They sponsored the movie the same way you said Coke and Budweiser and other entities did.
And these
I just want to be clear that it's not a Chinese propaganda film.
Right.
No, it's not.
But
no.
When you enter these sponsorship contracts,
there are rules you have to follow.
Exactly.
That may feel like propaganda on the surface.
Well, I mean, that's the whole reason you see so many movies now, they have these weird plot devices that you're like, what the...
Iron Man 3 had a whole subplot where it was a Chinese doctor that removes the shrapnel from Tony Stark.
Yeah.
And that's the only time you ever see this doctor is once in the beginning and once in the end. Yep. And then there's a whole sign. And it's like, we gotta save Iron Man!
Yep. And also, the Mandarin can't actually be Chinese because you can't have a Chinese bad guy.
Yes, that's right. If you want your movie to be played in China. Yeah, which is the biggest emerging market in the world right now.
And if you want to make it...
Well, Asia, Russia, but...
Right, but...
Everybody wants China because of the billion people there.
Right.
They want those people sitting in seats.
Even if you get, a fraction of a percentage of that population, that's still fastly
boosting. Well, you do know that's why they redid the bad guys in the remake of Red Dawn.
Yes. Right, they delayed that movie 2 years because it was violation of contract, right. Sponsorship.
That's right.
They changed it to the North Koreans, I believe.
Yeah. The North Koreans.
Right.
Yeah.
And they did actually mess up. There's one spot you can see Chinese flag.
Right, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. But that probably got edited real quick for the...
Right.
But look at it. But Larry and I, we had a deeper conversation in mind when we were discussing... Okay. These emerging movie markets and American film studios having to change their movies, possibly making them suggesting that they're propaganda movies because of these rules that they have in China. And how is this going to change, I mean, pretty much all sorts of things. The movie market, society overall.
Well, it is a little bit nefarious to have to change what you're doing just to appease what we can largely agree is a fairly corrupt government.
Okay, but can we not also say...
You say propaganda, but is it propaganda to have Will Smith go, look at these vintage Converse All-Stars?
Exactly.
I mean,
that is a fair point. I mean, we're in a comic shop right now. The Comics Code Authority, for the longest time, you were not allowed in a comic book to criticize a U.S. official.
Or have drugs. If it was anti-drugs.
They would always show, and it wasn't really until Nixon became president that we could see, they were, openly criticizing people.
Yeah. Right. When the president actually deserved, quote-unquote, deserved criticism.
Yeah.
In the minds of the
mass
populace.
Well, but then, you had LBJ was in an Iron Man comic in the 1960s with, he'd be like, I didn't shoot Kennedy!
Yeah.
Well, no, he was just sitting around, Iron Man was fighting, the Titanium Man. It was, some big Cold War build-up thing. Yeah. And it's that Iron Man's a real patriot.
Yeah, shit like that, dude. Yep. But in order for a movie to be appealing to American audiences, for example, it has to meet a certain set of criteria, although that criteria is not established in law by the United States, there is still a function that has to happen.
Well, there's certain things that definitely will make a movie more appealing.
Yes.
But the American market, there is a secondary market that... is not your mainstream market. We also have your mainstream theaters, and then we also have a large market of independent theaters. Right.
Okay.
So there are movies that are made for the independent theaters and movies that are made for mainstream.
Yeah. Right.
There are some movies that never make it to the rest of the world and never intended to be made to the rest of the world.
I feel like the movies that are going to have the real gut-punching political message are not going to be terribly interested in having a very wide release. Anyway.
No.
Yes. They can still get their word out.
Yeah.
Right.
But then, and also a lot of movies, it's not an issue at all.
Yeah.
What the hell does Lord of the Rings have to censor?
Exactly.
Right. And they don't.
Yeah, from medieval times.
But what people got to remember is a lot of the directors and stars and all that will do the big movies, Transformers or whatever else, so they can do the independent films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that are limited.
Well, Mark Wahlberg did that war movie recently. He wasn't expecting that to be high budget, but it ended up making millions.
Big stars.
That was a great movie, by the way. Well, probably the best war action movie I've ever seen.
A lot of the proceeds went to
Wounded Warriors. It was the best war action movie I've ever seen.
What was the name of it?
Lone Survivor.
Because it's also based on a true story.
Yeah, well, most of those war movies are, but this one was. I mean, Black Hawk Down had a lot of action. This was action packed from beginning
to end. What I'm saying is awesome. Whenever I hear the tagline a war movie based on a true story, I can't help but think of Tropic Thunder.
but the difference with this one is it came out so soon
after the event.
Yeah.
So it wasn't all movies are going to be everybody's going to embellish things.
Well, we still had soldiers in Afghanistan. That's
the
important thing.
So
when Black Hawk Down was out, we were already out of Sarajevo.
But what I'm getting,
Zero Dark Thirty.
Right. But what I'm getting at is though, there's always going to be embellishments in all true based movies. However, on this one, it was a lot harder to embellish it because
they actually toned it down a little bit.
Well, what I'm saying is it's so close to, like he said, the event just happened a few years ago.
It's classified stuff, still.
Right. Yeah. You have the book, then you have the movie. It just happened so quick that if there was any extraordinary embellishment, too many people would have called the BS flag, and it would have never made it in.
Yeah.
So they tried to keep it as true to form, like you were actually there.
Yeah.
Instead of just, okay, we're going to do Pearl Harbor.
Exactly.
And not that they did a bad job of that or anything like that, but they changed things.
Yes.
And everything. They found out a lot of things. Well, this was, boom, the event happened. What, 4 years later or so, he's writing the book. A couple of years later, here's the movie.
Yeah.
And you're going.
And the dude's like doing interviews saying, no, that's pretty much how it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say true. Amazing, well, he was also on site for it, too. Yeah. But
About the China thing in society, I mean, we talked about it in like a negative aspect, how U.S. studios having to change movies just for China. Isn't there also a positive aspect to where a planetary society is sharing in a piece of media?
Well,
isn't there something to that?
No, that's fine. It is a good thing. Like, also, like,
we've been experiencing that for years now.
The problem comes up with like mass, like movie.
Not like we are.
The problem here is that like Beijing is a filthy, disgusting city.
It is.
There are corrupt people in the Chinese government, and you're not allowed to talk about that. And that's not. That's like you're not allowed to speak truth to power.
Well, no. On the other hand, you have to not lie. You're allowed to do
basically. Oh, I was wanting to talk about that.
Yeah. We also you're talking about a country that literally filters every source of the internet it can, going so far to jam private cellular.
But there is a huge underground in China of people who want to
know the truth.
Know the truth, and
yes, that's right. Even open internet access to those people is punishable by death.
Censorship is really hard to pull off in this day and age.
Right, but the Chinese are going to do it. What it is they're not trying to stop Hong Kong. They're not trying to stop Beijing from finding out. They all know this stuff. It's the people in the smaller villages and all that they're trying to control. If the Chinese people, the actual people, not the ones in the bigger cities, but the people in the villages really wanted to rise up, you're gonna kill tens of millions of them.
Yeah,
but remember, there's over a billion people in China.
Yeah, exactly.
A couple of 20, 30 million people dying to overrun the country again and actually change it is a fear in China.
Yeah.
The other thing is China, they view us more as consumers. We're supposed to be their buyers, not their suppliers.
Yes.
So they would much rather have say in the movies that we're giving to China, or much rather give Chinese movies to America.
Right. Well, I was all Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. We haven't had a good one since then.
But he was talking about something I'd like to jump into here.
Right. Definitely.
About like Seth Rogen and James Franco are making this. It's called The Interview, right?
Yeah. Which is already banned from
Kim
China.
Jong-un is apparently calling it an act of war.
An act of war from the United States. He's calling it this.
And like he's called for their like executions if they ever set foot.
It'd be hilarious if this dude didn't have a button that can push and launch nuclear missiles.
Well, now I'm actually
it'd be hilarious.
Him
saying
this has got me interested in seeing the movie for the first
time. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. It's that Streisand phenomenon.
Right. Yeah.
He's played right into Seth Rogen's hands.
Well, I mean, realistically, they just tested international capable nuclear missiles.
Yes.
Nuclear warhead delivery system.
Yeah, a missile. ICBM. Yeah, they have a new
missile. They're not quite to that level. I don't think they could make it to America yet.
Yeah, it's...
I think they can hit Hawaii. So, technically, that's... Technically.
Our early warning missile systems will knock anything out anyway.
Probably from them, yes.
I think we're having more
with Star Wars. We got our laser
about
up there.
Somebody in America building a nuke. Yeah. And using it to blow up something that we do
without a missile. Yeah, you know.
Well, that's easy with a dirty bomb.
Yeah,
right.
Most people understand how easy that is.
For the kid who makes a nuclear reactor in his mom and dad's basement.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
You can't get the pooch on that. Damn that Matthew Broderick.
That wasn't Matthew Broderick.
No, there
was a couple of them where they build bombs.
Yeah. There's a movie where a kid did some sort of shenanigans. I assume it was Matthew Broderick.
In the '80s, yeah, of course it was Matthew.
You have three guesses. Matthew Broderick, Corey Feldman, Corey Hayes.
I'm just, in the late 80s, early 90s, the whole Soviet ideal of perestroika, where they loved American stuff and our culture. And I'm just saying, is it possible that China could experience the same thing due to American movies?
They do.
They do, but is it going to happen with...
Not even
television is, like, really huge over there.
Yeah. The cars.
Well, a lot of people learn English from watching Mr. Belvedere, apparently.
You have similar things going on in, like, Iran.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's happening, but it doesn't seem like in Russia during the 80s and early 90s that there was that much censorship of what was going on.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I'm sure there was.
No. For the general public of Russia and everything? Oh, yeah, censored as hell. Big time.
Arguably,
I mean,
a lot more so, because it was much easier to censor things before the internet.
Isn't that a good thing, then, a positive thing, that our movies are going worldwide?
Yeah,
I think it is.
But they're still being censored.
Right.
Well, he was just saying that the stuff in Soviet Russia was also censored, but still Perestroika led to it went mad. You know, people wanted jeans and Bruce Springsteen.
McDonald's.
It's everything like this right here.
KFC is like the number one fast food in China.
Right.
Isn't it?
Well, here, yeah. It's but here, like here's that. The Japan. Deal. You have something to remember. Like that, yeah. In Russia, the Politburo and the KGB, they took vacations out of country all the time.
Yeah.
They were allowed cars, drugs.
Oh, yeah.
All but the I good mean, stuff, but the general
revolutions
public,
don't start from there.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
But
sometimes
China is the same way. Saudi Arabia, the princes and all that, they do all the stuff that they say they're not supposed to do.
Of course they do.
So,
yes.
But the people? Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, that's an important thing to remember.
Is
we need to disassociate the people in charge from the people there.
Right, but the people in charge want to stay in charge.
Well, yeah.
And that's what China is doing.
But they also want to make money, obviously.
It's like, you brought up Saudi Arabia. One thing I learned a while back from a friend that was from the Middle East, as all these dry countries, you can actually get alcohol, but they just disguise it as cologne.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's like $40 a shot, but...
Yeah.
But the princes and all that stuff drink their rear ends off. They have shots. Like Osama bin Laden was found with porn in his stash,
and
alcohol and everything else.
Yeah.
But he's such a devout Muslim and all this other stuff.
Yeah, that is realistic.
You ever heard my Osama bin Laden impression? No, wait!
honestly,
it's not, Pepsi.
If I was the American government, I would plant all kinds. I'd say we found Osama bin Laden eating a bacon cheese.
Exactly, yes!
Yeah, you know?
You gotta think that's disinformation to discredit Osama bin Laden.
Right, but
I don't know if anything else is going to discredit him.
Now we're getting into stuff.
They won't believe it.
It's conspiratorial stuff.
Yeah,
but the thing about it is, that's all true.
Take this conversation in another direction.
But the thing about
Korra.
Korra premiered last week. And it's I think it's the strongest start to any of the three seasons of Korra.
I'm
going to
say
so.
I think it had to be. Earth, Kingdom, Queen, total bitch.
What a cunt.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes.
Language?
Oh, okay, sorry. I can say fuck all I want.
Yeah. Well, okay, how many episodes have you seen?
All three.
I've seen six.
Okay, well, I'm waiting for the official release schedule.
Yeah, I've seen four, five, and six. And they're in Spanish.
Well, the reason I have. They leaked like a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
in Spanish,
they did.
But I haven't been. I'm just gonna wait for them to come out. Because the voice acting, I feel like, is such a strong part.
Yeah,
of it.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, Old Man Zuko, I love his voice.
I love it too. There was that episode where he's with the twins and Korra's dad, and they're in the elevator, and the twins are like, "Why didn't nobody tell us we had a secret prison we could be putting people in?"
And then like Zuko's like explaining that like Pili, the new girl, Sparky Sparky Boom Girl, and it's like a. Ironically, I once sent a similar guy to kill the Avatar.
Didn't work.
I don't feel too bad. I tried to kill the Avatar. the Avatar's dad is sitting there in the elevator with him. Let's just change the subject.
That's awesome. That's
yeah,
so
there's,
cool.
But there's a...
Zuko has a dragon now, which is all kinds of awesome.
That's pretty cool. Because there was only the two dragons they found in the series.
Yeah.
And Alasta Airbender would... But it's interesting because we meet... We meet Mako and Bolin's family,
which
was a very interesting encounter. Yeah,
nice.
The whole Earth Nation harboring airbenders.
Kidnapping.
Oh, wow, really?
If you think about
it. A bit of background. At the end of the last season, they merged the spirit and
the harmonic convergence.
This has caused a shift, I guess, in the alignment of a lot of people, and now there's a bunch of airbenders, where earlier there was like five.
Have you noticed that all these new airbenders, except for that one guy, are all Earth Nation people?
Well, there seems to be more Earth Nation people than there are other.
Well, they're
just like population.
Yeah, that makes sense. They've been focusing.
There are.
They're
no
focusing
air, no
on the Well, when Mako answered the call about the first airbender to show up in Republic City, he said there's only 5 airbenders in the world.
Yeah.
And he's, so when he goes, it's an Earth Nation citizen that his brother has become an airbender.
Huh.
And then they go to the Air Nation because this is where all the reports are coming from.
We haven't visited the Fire Nation yet. Maybe there's airbenders there. Maybe there's airbenders in the water tribes. But
I'm sure there are.
Well,
the almost
certainly.
The thing, the thing that always bothered me about the last airbender was in that 100 years when Aang was in suspended animation.
Okay.
There should have been other airbenders.
No, I mean, because it's genetic.
Is it genetic?
Yeah. You inherit your bending style. That's like there were only earthbenders in the Earth Kingdom. There were only firebenders in the Fire Nation.
Yeah.
So with the Air Nation, the Air Nomads wiped out, there's no more airbenders.
But if the Air Nomads were ones that went to the temples and other family members still existed, why didn't they show up? Why didn't new airbenders being born?
I guess I can explain. This is me having to supply information that I don't think is there, but like perhaps if you can airbend, you are part of that temple. Just there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Huh.
Which is probably a big reason that a lot of like Tenzin's pretty frustrated. All these people are like, no, I don't want to be an air nomad. Fuck no.
Yeah.
Yeah. His whole method of cell is need work.
Yeah. But then like I do have, if I have one thing to complain about, it is that for the second season in a row, Mako is the only sane man in certain situations.
Yeah.
Or like that little kid's a fucking shit. Why do these people care about him? He has like, he's done nothing of redeemable value yet. And I was like,
he will.
Fuck that.
The kid will.
I'm assuming he's going to have his big turnaround, but as of right now, he has done nothing to demonstrate that he's at all a decent human being.
Him being a prisoner of the Earth, of the Dai Li, will
surely it will, but in the meantime, Mako is the only one who's making any sense in dealing with this kid.
Yeah.
Avatar is, or Legend of Korra, Book 3, Friday nights, Nickelodeon, 7? But,
there was 6 last week. I don't know if that's like the regular.
I think it's different because they did three episodes last week.
There is one thing I want to say back on the Transformers.
The special
effects I thought were actually bad.
Oh wow, really?
Wow.
The Decepticons don't transform anymore.
They dissolve, reform.
Well,
are they like T-1000s now?
No, they're the squid ships from the Matrix.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my.
No.
Well, it's explained, though.
Yes, it explains.
But still doesn't make it better.
And the practical effects were bad.
Like the explosions.
The explosions looked more like fireworks than actual battle scenes.
But it was in China.
So here's the deal. So Larry, you recommend if you want to see it on the big screen, wait for a second run movie theater and go see it for $2.
If you want to see it on a big screen,
right?
Did you watch it in 3D?
You should reconsider your life.
Did you watch it in 3D and in 3D?
The 3D was the worst 3D I've seen so far.
If you're a Transformers fan, you know, go see it. There is some fan service.
To see it as far as Transformers, I suggest you bootleg it.
Wow, really?
That way you do not encourage this to propagate. Or if you must, rent it for $1.
I like how you're talking about this like it's a virus strain.
He is. He's talking about like the T virus.
No. Encouraging these movies to go on is bad for the filmmaking as a whole.
Wow.
I will say, we complain about these bad movies
that make $1 trillion, but part of that is we do have to go stop seeing them if we want them to stop.
That's true.
If you want to go see an action movie, go see Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you want to go see some robots fight each other,
Pacific Rim. Or Atlantic Rim. Have you seen Netflix have some Atlantic Rim?
No.
I'm watch it tonight.
That's the guy who played Kyle Reese in the first Terminator movie.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But I will say,
I
will
say
one
thing. That's what they're going to call the sequel for Pacific Rim.
Atlantic Rim? Not anymore. There already is one.
I will say, for the Transformers movie, there is some fan service because the voice of Galvatron is Frank Welker.
Nice.
And that
nice.
One redeeming thing.
That's one redeeming thing is they actually got Galvatron to be the original Megatron.
Well, it was always cool that they got the original Optimus Prime to be Optimus Prime.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I definitely think they did something dangerous in there, and they were plugging other Hasbro products.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. And the My Little Pony.
Yes.
They made My Little Ponies that could flash into guns.
They didn't.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Yes.
So.
The one with the rainbow hair.
Kids staring at
My Frank Welker cannot make up for that.
And then both.
It's the stupidest thing.
Although I would like to see a Transformers G.I. Joe crossover movie.
Not, no.
I would still, like, they've done it in the comics.
Animated, maybe. Not live action.
I would have loved to see it.
Depending
I
on
agree.
The version,
animated.
Would be great.
Yeah,
would
actually, okay, so the last G.I. Joe movie wasn't that bad.
It was fun.
But once again, when you want to get a franchise back on track, you get The Rock.
Yeah, you put The Rock in there. He's right. Throw the rock in
well,
there.
Well, that's what he is.
Now,
he's a
I did see a movie called Snowpiercer.
You went. You did see it.
I did see it. Okay. It's out on DVD. It never hit theaters in America because Regal, which was going to show it, it actually released. They released the international DVD on Amazon the week before. So
they
were like, "Screw it,
idiots."
Because they're only first run, so that would no longer make it a first run theater.
Exactly.
So. How did you like it?
I understand that from a perspective.
I enjoyed it. I think it was a nice sci-fi action movie in the way the original Matrix was. The special effects weren't like mind-blowing like that, but
okay,
the storyline and
the
plot were pretty good. And you know, it had a nice little twist to the end that I didn't predict.
Is this the
very
type
good.
Of DVD I can just walk into Walmart and find, or is it going to be a bit harder than
you
that?
You might have to order it.
On an Amazon type deal. Okay.
You do know it was a South Korean film.
I can name it.
Because I got that wrong
you
last time.
It?
I thought you had said it was from
bootleg
Holland.
It probably.
I talked about the last time.
Yeah, I knew it was somewhere in Asia.
We do not encourage bootlegging or stealing things over the internet.
No. Please don't.
That's wrong and illegal.
That's bad.
But we were talking about Pacific Rim a minute ago. Guillermo del Toro, as said,
there's going to be a sequel and there's going to be an animated series.
That's what I'm excited about. An animated Pacific
Rim
series.
An animated series definitely seems like a way to go with this franchise.
Speaking of directors, did we ever talk about how they're switching directors for Star Wars 8 and 9?
Yeah.
I don't know if we did talk about it, but yeah.
Should we?
I did not know that.
It seems like something we... I feel like we're contractually obligated to talk about Star Wars.
I think we are, too.
Yeah, one of the
at least it's like a fairly major.
Well, there's so much stuff out there about Star Wars right now that you don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
because there's like six movies.
So much hype.
Just very briefly.
I would rather wait till
episode
7 comes out.
I trust the guy who's going to be directing 8 and 9 is the same guy who did Looper. I trust him more than I trust J.J. Abrams because J.J. Abrams ruined Star Trek.
Yes.
But,
I did like Looper, though.
I like Looper.
Looper was good.
It was a great story.
I did like Looper.
Great premise.
The guy's got a good grasp on sci-fi.
Yeah.
Oh, do we think Shia LaBeouf's career as an action star, quote unquote, is over now that he was arrested crying in public?
No.
I've never been arrested for accosting a homeless man.
Yeah, it wasn't accosting a homeless man.
Well, he got arrested
for disorderly conduct.
And down in tears.
You already lost me already when you said the words Shia LaBeouf action star.
Come on,
I don't think so.
Realistically, he was the action star of the first three Transformer movies.
But that's it. What other action movie?
He wasn't the action star. He was a little kid running around. Oh no! He said like 400,000 times.
True. Yeah.
He's an action star.
I think his career was over when he left Even Stevens.
No. Okay, you know what? Eagle Eye, I thought, was pretty solid. More about the plot, more so than him, I would say.
Hollywood loves this stuff.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Just their thing, and so does America.
I don't
want to
sit here and shit all over Shia LaBeouf.
I enjoyed a lot of his movies. He was in that golf movie I liked.
He
was in Hellraiser
Games.
Yeah, he was in a movie.
I've never heard of Arnold Schwarzenegger or Stallone going through any of this. Yeah, being arrested for being drunk.
Crying
because he has to spend the night in jail.
Let's just say I don't think Stallone was looking at him for the short list for Expendables 4 or anything.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10.
Maybe when they got to 11, but then the crying thing. Yeah, now he can't be in 11.
Well, remember, hey, what was it in the late 90s? The metrosexual came around.
Yeah, man.
That's what you get.
I don't mind Shia LaBeouf. Him crying in public for me, I'd cry
just
if I was
care.
His
arrested.
8-hour video or
like, I don't
want to
like flood this podcast
bag
with
over
just
head.
Like bravado and machismo. I mean, it's okay for dudes to cry.
Yeah, I cry all the time.
Shia LaBeouf's still ridiculous.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf is ridiculous.
Yeah,
though.
But I'm not
accosting the homeless
wrong,
man is probably the most heinous thing here. We're kind of burying that.
Fair enough. Well, I mean, and then he started doing all this weird performance art and stuff too.
Yeah. Well, he was drunk though.
So, well, no. I mean, he's also
being drunk is not an excuse.
Well, the performance art thing he's been doing other cases of.
Oh, right.
Like he walked around New York wearing a bag in his head that said "I'm not famous."
Well, that wasn't performance art though. That was
That's what he called it.
That was in retaliation or. Into the shit that people were talking about.
You know, like plagiarizing?
Yeah, he plagiarized someone's comic and then plagiarized the apology note for plagiarizing the comic. Yeah.
It makes me think it's like, is he doing like a Joaquin Phoenix thing? Or is that an elaborate charade?
But when Joaquin Phoenix did his thing, it didn't even seem like it was a thing. This doesn't seem
like
it's a thing.
Well, like when he was on Letterman, it was like, oh my god, Joaquin Phoenix has gone insane.
He's got a beard and he's wearing sunglasses.
Okay.
But the stars do that to get press.
Yeah.
About press.
But what is Shia LaBeouf doing now that garners him getting press?
This is working under the
dark. There is no such thing as bad press.
This is working under the dumbest
thing.
Go ahead.
There is such a thing as bad press.
This is bad press. No, but if you look at the comparison of what has happened to him and what is happening to him, that before was bad. This is just press.
Hang on a minute.
Compared relative to.
Who was the director that had sex with the girl that was 13 years old? Right, there you go. He goes to France, makes tons of movies, and all this other stuff.
He made those movies before it came out.
No, he made movies after that.
After it happened, but
it came out recently, and he hasn't done a lot of movies since then.
No, people knew about that in the 60s when he left, that he had sex with an underage girl.
So, I mean, okay, so he has to wait until this blows over and society forgets.
There is no bad press for anybody in Hollywood.
If you have to wait until society forgets about it, it's bad press.
He was in a movie with the guy who played
Bane,
and they were in like.
And what's his new movie coming out?
Like in the Redneck.
Lansky?
No, LaBeouf.
Oh, I'm sure he'll have one in a couple of years.
What has Lansky made recently? I don't even know.
He's in that, but that's the only thing
I know he makes. I know he makes foreign films.
He was in a movie with Tom Hardy when it was like.
Outlaws or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
Disney's planning on rebooting Indiana Jones.
I have heard a rumor that they were doing that.
I know they bought the rights from Spielberg.
Well, it came along with the Lucasfilm stuff.
I just hope it
came along. Only half of the rights.
Yeah. Presumably, if they reboot it, they'll finally have to replace Harrison Ford.
Hang on a minute. If they don't,
his legs broke, so
if they don't reboot it, it would be better if they just bring in somebody to play Indiana Jones and tell new stories. Don't reboot it.
Like they did with like the young Indiana Jones.
Make it James Bond.
Yeah.
Okay, like, you don't have to throw out the old continuity, but yeah, like, let's roll back the clock.
Right,
yeah.
That's all I'm saying. You don't have to throw it out. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I mean, I don't get rid of Temple of Doom or Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Or Nazi Super Science.
But definitely go back to, like, earlier time.
Would be fine with a reboot.
I got a question.
No, I don't want, like, a
I don't want to see them remake Raiders of the
Lost Ark. Yeah,
no, I don't want to see a remake. But
they do it like James Bond, sort of.
Because I'm happy with Indiana Jones just living throughout the 40s.
Okay.
Right. You know, and if they want to do another one that takes place in like 41, I'm fine with that.
James Bond's a good example to go with. Because that doesn't necessarily reset the old continuity, but they did definitely refresh the approach they take to
that. The only difference between Indy and James Bond that I can see is James Bond, every single one is now. It's happening right now in modern times. Yep. Every Indiana Jones, part of its appeal is that it happened 30 years ago. You know, or whatever.
Well,
So,
60 years ago.
Whatever.
Well, when they were made in the 80s, it was like
40, whatever.
Just barely
in the last
40.
They advanced it so much.
Into the
50s. You know,
right.
And they even made jokes about them being too old for this.
Does anybody ever remember the TV show about the monkeys? Monkey's Claw? I can't remember the name of the TV show, but the guy had the duck plane. He was in the Amazon and all that, and he
was the golden monkey.
Thank you.
Oh, I remember
Thank you.
I kind of remember that.
If that was based off of course, Indiana Jones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Didn't that go on to inspire like Tailspin?
Yep.
It did inspire Tailspin.
They could take it back to like Tailspin, you said, take it into where he's doing stuff in the 40s. Yeah. I mean, he started out in the 30s.
Yeah.
So they got a good 15 years they could work with easily with the right character. There's all kinds of mysteries out there.
Yeah.
Hit the Bermuda Triangle. Hit the Asian Bermuda Triangle. I can't remember
Africa,
what they call it.
They've gone to Africa at all.
Like, why are the Nazis
so
in our stories?
Well, no, actually, technically, they did go to Africa because of Egypt.
Is the Nazis were everywhere.
Yeah, right. But, like,
And they were, and
not in fiction. Nazis are
everywhere. Yeah. Hitler was into the occult.
Indiana Jones story. Where they're trying to figure out why did the Nazis go. Why are there Nazis in Antarctica?
The Nazis are just...
Because Hitler was a huge
occult.
The Nazis have
reached the magical fiction zone where they can be fit to be in anything.
Dude, there's a movie that has them on the moon.
Nazi sorcerers.
What's that? The metal or the
steel? They're on Mars. Sure, why not?
Iron Skies?
Iron Skies, yeah, dude. Nazis on the moon. Are you kidding me?
Nazis, and it makes sense. The skeleton key of movie villains. They fit anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you can like put Nazi anything: zombies, monsters, space, yep.
Vampires.
And yeah, you can do your Nazi spin-offs. A half dozen bad movies with that in the title.
Yep.
Speaking of space, did anybody read the Hulk? Premise for the next Hulk movie?
I heard.
Are they doing
rumors?
Possibly.
I've heard rumors.
That's a lot to have to fit into a movie.
Actually, Mark Ruffalo says he doesn't think it's ready for a Planet Hulk.
He did. Mark Ruffalo did an AMA on Reddit.
Ruffalo's the guy from Hook. Ruffalo the Buffalo. Speaking of Ruffalo, this is a bit of an aside. Apparently, he's getting a. Motion capture training for Andy Serkis for the next Avengers movie.
Yeah, but they were saying like something like the Hulk gets put on a ship by
Ultron
and is blasted into space on a pre-programmed form.
Okay,
to get rid of the Hulk.
Maybe that could work.
And that the Hulk may show up in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
In space.
And that's the rush to get the Hulk back to Earth
to help
Avengers 3
if
and Thanos.
If they incorporated him leaving Earth in Avengers, that's the only way I could see it working. Because like that's too much to fit in, where it's like he's running around on Earth. Oh, he's been tricked somehow.
Well, the Illuminati,
now he moves
to
a whole
other
planet.
You have to establish
Illuminati,
too.
Right.
You don't have to do the Illuminati. They're not
That's what it was in the comics,
but it's not indispensable.
You won't have Charles Xavier in the Illuminati.
Well, the thing about it, though, Hulk is definitely a hero. In this world, in the movie universe.
Yeah, he doesn't have, like, the massive collateral damage.
Yeah, in the comics, they got rid of him because he was an asshole.
Yeah.
He destroyed Las Vegas, leveled Las Vegas just before the Illuminati blasted him off the planet Hulk.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a big distinction between the two characters, even though they're the same character.
Right.
The movie Hulk and the comic book
Hulk.
Well, but, yeah, I think that's a great idea.
As far as I know,
Ultron gets rid of him,
that's universe,
awesome.
Harlem in the Incredible Hulk was his only major big exposure.
Yep. And the school where he was that one for, like, 5 minutes.
Well, that was like,
college,
that was
but that was because
contained.
They... Yeah. But
he destroyed some shrubbery
them.
There. Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah. And that's the only thing I have problems with the second movie.
He tore apart some really bad college campus artwork.
Right. the biggest problem I had with that movie was, once again, the military, they used them like they were idiots.
Yeah.
When the best way to...
When
take
the military
the Hulk,
are the bad guys in your movie, they're going to be goddamn idiots.
Right. Well, I know that, but that's what's wrong with it.
And General Ross had... It was his team, and he's the loser.
No, I know that. But what I'm saying is in real life, everybody knows the best way to beat the Hulk is leave him alone and then get a sniper with a trank, pop, there you go. No Bruce Banner.
That hasn't even been working in the comics.
No, in the comics, they
not
like
now.
In the movie, they've established he tried to put a bullet in his own head, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
That's different. If Bruce Banner does a sniper, he ain't even going to know he's coming.
That's true.
That's why I'm
I guess you can knock him out
with a train.
A really fast-acting train
and
where he can't
as,
the rage build up or the anxiety or anything.
Hulk is always
saying,
leave me alone.
Always
right.
It balances. Right. It's
so this is another pitfall
of
comic book continuity where like it depends on the
writer.
Some things
him.
Will work, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, the Hulk was, initially in the Avengers, he was set up by Loki.
Oh, yeah.
In the comics.
Yeah.
So he can be a great hero.
Mm-hmm.
But you just... It depends on his mentality at the time.
Yeah. Well, do we want to talk Guardians? It's less than a month now.
Oh, man. I look forward to it.
A few weeks away.
Yeah.
I'm looking extremely forward to it.
The new short trailer, there is no way in hell that the purple haze, I'm going to use that word, purple haze, behind Star-Lord when he says, we're the Guardians, is not the space gen. And I cannot wait.
Something to do.
It's
got
to be. They're running out of time to establish more Infinity Gems.
Yeah.
Well, okay, hold on. They're probably not going to use the Infinity Gauntlet until Avengers 3, I guess.
I would think. But they're definitely going to keep going in the gems.
They've got two from Thor the Dark World and the Tesseract.
The Tesseract is technically one of the
So we got
gems,
two.
Yeah.
They're probably, going to have something in this one.
Well,
in
that preview,
certainly.
It's got to be the Space Gem.
This is Guardians of the Galaxy is probably the best movie I can remember, where the trailer has really gotten me pumped. Oh, These trailers did a great job.
And that's not just the one. Yeah. It's every trailer. It's like, oh my goodness.
From the soundtrack they're laying down.
Nathan Fillion will show up in this movie. Nathan Fillion will show up in this movie.
I'm really hoping he shows up as Mal Reynolds and he's like refueling Serenity.
Dude, that'd be cool.
The director, James Gunn, he's been in a lot of James Gunn movies, so it
would be cool.
They've established he's not Rick Ryder Noah.
Right, yeah.
Or at least he claimed. Yeah, it could just be bald-faced lying. I don't know.
There's been so much back and forth with people saying, oh, no, he's this. Oh,
I really want to be
all I can say is
I
hope it's not just a very quick cameo.
Oh, I'm sure it's
if it's like 3 seconds of him in the brown coat.
Well, that'd be okay.
It's worth it.
That'd be okay.
My head will explode. I will get my brains all over the people sitting around me.
Well, if he can work that into Castle.
Yeah.
And that was awesome.
But what do you mean? I'm a space cowboy.
I mean,
they
make all kinds of. He works in little stuff. Yep. Like he goes investigating wearing the blue gloves with his partner. Kinds of stuff like that.
That's the Easter eggs.
Yeah,
how to find the Easter eggs.
They could easily put, you know, Firefly in the background. Oh, yeah. Him walking around.
Well, in Firefly, they have Easter eggs. They have, like, the Tidarium shuttle. And if you look hard enough, you will see a Star Wars vehicle from a comic book.
Yep.
So
that's the fun part of it. They can throw little things and see if we find them.
Yeah. The Starlight Intruder, I think it was.
Yeah. Joss Whedon is the best nerd director because he's a very genuine nerd himself.
Yes. Yep. Oh, the whole reason he wrote Astonishing X-Men because he loved Kitty so damn much. He's like, Kitty needs her own X-Men.
It's shown through. Yeah.
And it did show. She was amazing in
his
that.
His run probably made her my favorite X-Men.
Yeah, easily made her. It's easily her most standing out book of any X-book. If you want a book that's about Kitty, get that. She stands out more in that book than any other book.
I would have used the word outstanding, maybe, but, you know, whatever.
Well, whatever. I don't know. She stands out more. I don't know if she's as outstanding in that as she has been
in
other things.
Just stop. All right, whatever. Moving on.
What else? Well,
I forgot the phrase, if you want a book about Kitty.
I was over glossing.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Larry.
That's the book to get. Since we're on comics, let's talk about comics.
He is red.
Yeah, your head looks like a big tomato right now.
With a beard.
Big bearded tomato.
Let's talk about comics, man. What's new in comics this week?
Original Sin number 5.
Original Sin number 5, we have to figure out.
Pick up, okay, spoiler alert. We got to pick up from Old Man Nick Fury. We already talked about this, so I didn't
We did talk about Old Man Nick Fury.
Whatever, Old Man Nick Fury has stepped out of the shadows. Where
I'm hoping it's an Old Man LMD, man. Because I feel like it's a kind of a kick to the balls.
Not everything can be an LMD.
But what you're saying is Nick Fury has been an LMD for decades. It's kind of a kick in the balls.
If this was like Thor or Captain America, yes, I would be super pissed. Nick Fury, it's perfectly in line with his character for him to
No, it is, but if you go back and read his Secret Avengers when he's building the Caterpillar team, it totally ruins that because it's a freaking LMD. He was in no danger at all at any of those times when you thought he was in peril. It's weak.
But that's how Nick Fury rolls. He doesn't put himself in peril.
I know.
He's the guy moving the strings.
It feels kind of like a kick in the balls, but I'm definitely excited to read the next chapter in it to see if it truly was the square kick to the balls.
It has yet to be seen if this is actually going to stick or not.
Yeah.
Even if Jason Aaron has every intention of this being the new status quo, we might get a writer a couple years from now who... just kidding. That was the LND.
Real
Nick Fury. He is young. Yeah.
And then I feel kicked in the balls again.
We all know they're not going to get rid of him.
He's been preserved in this cryogenic chamber for generations.
Trees number 1, Warren Ellis' book dropped last month. Trees number 2 recently came out.
Last week.
What a dip in quality from issue 1 to issue 2. Issue 1 had me gripped and I was like, oh, what is going on? Issue 2 was like I missed a book. It was like I missed a chapter in between issue 1 and 2.
I am hearing mixed reviews.
It was so bad.
This is one of the reasons I wait for indie books to come out and trade.
Yeah.
Because I feel like 9 times out of 10, they read better all at once.
But
I made an exception a couple weeks ago with The Wicked and the Divine because it's McKelvey and
you have faith in the creators.
Dylan. Yes.
Yeah. But Warren Ellis...
I was expecting.
Well, it's not even necessarily a faith in creators thing. Like, I have absolute faith in J.H. Williams III and Neil Gaiman writing Sandman over.
But that hadn't been out since January.
I had no illusions that this was going to be a timely release. Yes. So that's one reason I'm waiting for the trade on that.
Yeah.
And also, Neil, the Sandman volumes.
Read better.
You have to read them all at once.
They read better collected. Definitely.
Individual issues of that are kind of black. Well, the standalone ones, but then like the story ones.
Most comics, I think, that are coming out nowadays read better in trade and get shots.
And I'm not saying that reading them in collected is a bad thing, but this almost feels like issue two has nothing to do with issue one, except that there's trees.
And okay, here's the thing: can you give me five different issues that are all tied together by issue six?
What do you mean?
Trade's going to be six issues.
Okay.
I'm getting five different cities that all come together on issue six.
No, I'm certain that collected, it will be a more fun of a read. But that's not how I'm reading it. I'm reading it issue to issue, and his ass and Image Comics are selling it issue to issue.
Have we reached the point?
So if it's not good issue to issue, screw
you. They're doing this a little bit, but should more creators just eschew the issue by issue format and just start releasing them as trades?
If they want to release them as trades, do it. If you're going to ruin the book,
trades sell better than individual issues by a long shot. Right.
The main reason I pick up independents like Woods is one that I really like the premise. I'll pick it up because, unfortunately, even though it's written for trade, it may not make it to trade.
Agreed. Well, Warren Ellis book is going to make it to trade.
Well,
Woods,
fair enough.
Maybe, maybe not. But that's James Tynion. I mean, that's probably going to make it to a trade. All right. My thing is, fine, if your book works better in trade, collected, all five issues, put it out in trade and don't give me the crap that I have to sit through until issue four comes out where it actually gets good again. It's been forever since I've read a book where issue one was like, oh, wow, that was really neat. There's a lot of cool elements. And then issue two just totally ignores every element they established in issue one. And that's what it was. They were talking about black flowers for half of the damn book and didn't say anything about the black flowers. They mentioned these black flowers over and over and over and over again. And all they did was mention that they were growing. Well, no shit. What else do flowers do? It happened to be growing in the snow. Okay, why do you mention it seven times in the book? I got it, Warren. I got it, Warren. Get on to something exciting. It seemed like he's writing for the trade, which is supposed to be a three-issue trade. So now he has I'm saying it was originally supposed to be a three-issue trade. And he's like, oh, I need to fill some more issues in here. Let me just write some nonsense just so I can fill up into a five-issue trade. Issue two, I was so disappointed. I was so disappointed in issue two, man. So disappointed. Because I really enjoyed issue one. I really liked it.
I am hearing mixed reviews about two. Some people seem to have really loved it. The CBR review was like
Jules's review for it was really on Outright Geekery was really.
Well, yeah, Jules gave it what, like a 3.5 overall?
Yeah. And I just didn't see it. I'm going to re-review and talk shit.
I'll definitely I'll definitely go back because really I'm not your traditional comic guy. I'm more of the independent stuff. I don't do the capes and tights.
No capes.
So this is a little more up my alley as far as the comic I would actually enjoy. And I really like the premise. And I read the first one and I enjoyed it. So I've been picking it up.
Good. Yeah.
And like the premise of the woods is basically a school gets transported to some alien world. Nobody knows how, nobody knows why, nobody knows what's going on. And it's a hostile world. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the basic setup for it. Yeah, and that's another concept. Yeah, I read the first few pages of it. Yeah, the first one, I'm like, okay, I like this. I want to give it I'll buy the first few issues, read it in a chunk.
Yeah.
So, how far do you give it?
Oh, I'm not giving it another issue, Warren Ellis. It's been years, maybe decades, since I have read an issue one that its follow-up was just this bad, dude. Where I've enjoyed the number one so much, only to be given a plate full of turds in issue two. That's really what it felt like.
Wow.
I felt like I was I'm like, what is going on? I looked two times to make sure that I didn't accidentally have issue three. Because I felt like I missed something. What are you smiling at? I felt like I missed something, man.
Talking a bit about World Cup today, U.S., yeah, of course, lost yesterday.
Yeah.
In spite of a Herculean effort by goalie Tim Howard, yeah, who I think had 16 saves,
most of 50 the
old,
years.
Yeah, yeah, blows the old record out of the water by 3, I think.
Yeah.
But now, apparently, Tim Howard has become a meme. And like they have,
he
like,
is a meme, yeah.
Yeah, like, apparently, they briefly changed yeah, the Wikipedia page for the Secretary of Defense yesterday to be Tim Howard.
Yeah. And then, now, it got changed back real quick, though.
Right? Yeah, but now someone screen capped that shit.
Yeah.
And then like now there's like a show of like him doing like saves for other people. Like I'm looking at one right now. He's saving Ned Stark from being
awesome,
decapitated in season one. He's like jumping in front of the sword.
Awesome, that's awesome, dude.
But he couldn't
save the team.
Well, I had never
That was not his fault.
Dude, I had never seen a soccer game where there was one team playing so bad. The United States played like crap. If it wasn't for that goalie, it would have been 16-0.
Yeah, we would have gotten slaughtered if Tim Howard wasn't a superhero.
And everyone was saying, oh, our offense is great. It's our defense where we need help.
Well,
the opposite.
Oh, both sides of the ball were
just
terrible.
We were missing one of our
US
best strikers,
yes,
in Josie
Altidore. True, true.
But then at the end of the day, there's just no... like. Every time the Belgians cleared the ball, it went right to their player. They're immediately on the attack.
Yes.
Every time we clear the ball, we are desperately heaving it away, and
yes,
they get it back.
So, okay,
yes.
How many American players left the game driving German sports cars?
Oh, most of them. What does that matter? What does that matter, man?
Enough of your conspiracy theories.
Were they new German sports cars?
What are you getting at, Larry?
Enough of your conspiracy theories.
I've heard
shit,
that most
Larry.
Of the players on the American team were German.
That's right.
We still almost won. Like, well, we had a wide open shot at the end of regulation.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
The bad bounce. Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Are they American citizens?
The grass first.
Are the players American citizens? Or
they have
are they
to be American citizens. At least dually.
Okay, well, then they're American.
Exactly.
Not a problem.
That's
then.
The thing. Larry's like, oh,
well, the guy who scored both of the goals for Belgium yesterday, his last name was like Fakako or something.
He's from like
I don't
from
think
West Africa.
I don't
something.
Think
yeah.
he's like seventh generation Belgian.
But I mean, that's the thing. I mean, let's talk about that for a second. Is the world does it even mean anything?
Really, the world
when it's America with 12 Germans on it.
I think it's okay in this sport. Like if it's like the Olympics, like an individual sport,
yes,
I take umbrage with that.
Me too.
Here, though, it's less about the individual players, unless you're Leo Messi,
yeah,
and more about the program.
Yes.
These players rotate out. They only probably do like 3 max, but it's the same countries, the same teams, because they have the same program,
yeah,
that are consistently the best of the best.
That's right.
It will be.
That's
Pele's
right.
been long gone from Brazil,
but Brazil
but still
is still
the
awesome.
Premier teams.
Yeah, still have one of the best players who was born in Brazil.
Even before Messi ever showed up, Argentina was always a force to be reckoned.
That's right.
With.
That's
so
right.
In this case,
even
I don't
before,
think it's a big deal for a dual
and
citizenship.
Even before
player.
The
well, no,
United States got all these German imports,
citizen.
We were
that's
still usually knocked out before
well,
the round
well,
of 6.
Really, you know, I mean,
as long as we're
normally
citizen.
The American team is just like, oh, you want to play soccer?
Yeah,
nobody
okay.
else will have you? You take it. Come on. Come yeah. on.
But it's really a big distinction because if you look at the U.S. women's soccer team, those are
totally
all
different.
American
oh,
girls. But they're all Americans, too. We're not importing.
We have a World Cup in women's
yeah.
soccer. We
yeah.
almost had another one last women's
yeah.
World
yeah.
Cup.
Well, and here I think that is culturally, you know, we deem, you know, football and, you know, basketball is these more masculine sports.
Yeah.
Well, it's also...
And like hockey.
But it's actually true.
There is a higher level of concern internationally for basketball, certainly by a long shot, than there is for soccer. Like, we
yes.
won the bronze medal in, like, the Athens Olympics, I think. Unacceptable. We have to win gold.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we have. It's our sport.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
no.
the sport that was invented.
He was a Canadian guy. Who
hang on a minute.
Well, but he invented it in Indiana, didn't he? Didn't
yes.
he move from?
I
did,
yeah, I think
an
that
Indiana
the
citizen.
Yeah,
yeah.
University of Kansas, I think, was the first like team
the
to
only,
like have an official organization.
The only
yeah.
reason why we went for the gold in basketball, just like the rest of them, is in America at one time. Unless you were an amateur, you couldn't go to the Olympics.
That's well, yeah, how it's
that's how it started.
Right.
But no, it all shouldn't be like that.
Well, no.
That's how it was, but it shouldn't
certainly
be
worked
like
for us in basketball.
I have no problem.
It works in every sport.
I have
like
no
that.
Problem.
It makes every sport.
I have no problem with if you're amateur, professional. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
But if we should never restrict ourselves like we did prior to. All the other countries were sending their pros.
And oh, we just waited. Saying they were right. Amateurs, yeah.
Well, no, they were actually pros. Before,
but they were saying they weren't.
No, they had
out.
No pretense.
No, they had
anything.
No pretense.
Oh,
before
okay.
We put up the dream team,
yeah.
Ours was always amateurs.
Yeah.
When we started
always.
Sending our pros, God, we
they got
people.
Mad. Yeah. Everybody well, got mad because we did
we were paying people like 70 points.
Though. But that's only right. One
as
sport,
a rule,
no,
you are supposed
no,
to
but that's
be
only one
an
sport.
Amateur.
But right. That's
are they still like that with figure skating or do they change?
No.
No. It used to be before the before
that was
the
within
dream
my,
team.
That was within my memory right. Is figure skating.
And everybody in America.
If you do something, you could
not be in the Olympics.
And everybody
not doing that thing.
The dream team was like
Walker,
very far periphery of my being on.
Yeah.
And everybody in America takes, you know, the Olympics going from amateur to pro and puts it in the context of the dream team just because America was so damn good at basketball.
Right,
but it helps out.
I mean, of course we like it. Now
it helps out every sport.
Well,
every
I'm
single
not
sport. Once you throw money into it,
that,
it gets better.
That it oh, yeah. Should be yeah. Amateur or not.
No,
I'm
it
saying
it we want the best
to be.
Oh,
an
it used
amateur
to be.
Event.
There's right. a city
and
in
so
Pennsylvania.
It's slowly.
There's a city in Pennsylvania called Jim Thorpe.
Yep.
Jim Thorpe was a Native American who was a phenom at track and field.
Yep.
And it turned out he won like 5 or 6 gold medals at some Olympics. And
yep.
It turned out that he had played baseball for a minor league team and got paid.
But
and they took
that,
all his medals away from him.
Right. Now, that is one thing. They quickly changed that. That's
well, his medals
we
had
born.
Been,
right.
In, been
yeah.
Given back to him retroactively.
Right.
But, yeah. He's dead, yeah. So it doesn't really matter.
Right.
But, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
His family's cool with it, like awesome.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Yeah, because
yeah.
Everything.
So, but
yeah.
He didn't realistically, is there going to be a professional biathlon?
There is professional biathlon.
Okay, so
in Sweden and Finland, there
yes.
Is professional
where
biathlon.
They go ski.
Yes,
somebody
shooting.
Paid
yes,
to ski
yes,
and shoot.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why the Olympics going pro is awesome. In Jamaica, track and field is their thing.
Is there right. Professional curling
that's,
in Canada?
Yes, there
yes,
is.
There is.
There is.
Name any sport in somewhere on earth
there's
you are paid to
especially
do.
An Olympic yeah. Sport. Especially
yep.
An Olympic sport.
There are people who probably okay, get paid to do the stupid horse gymnastics.
There is. Equestrian? Huge money in equestrian. Mitt Romney
I
used
gymnastics, so that's
giving
you too much credit. It's horse ballet more.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's giving you too much credit.
Like
it's horse synchronized swimming.
Still a sport?
Yeah.
Is there horse synchronized swimming? Because I'd watch the hell out of that.
There is now. I went through that with, like, no, gymnastics is actually an impressive feat of human athleticism.
It is.
Ballet is also an impressive feat of human artistry and poise. So, yeah, I have to keep downgrading it until it's equivalent to that horse shit.
Well, yeah, I think know. I like equestrian. That's I like that word for all horse shit in the Olympics.
Oh,
come on, horse synchronized swimming.
It's not even that. It's horse walking.
Polo.
Synchronized, like,
horse polo.
It's like it's the horse equivalent of doing the DUI test. You walk in a straight
line. That's awesome.
Can you lift one leg? Can your tail touch your nose?
Man, that's awesome.
1 for yes, 2 for no.
That's awesome.
And here we
go. Red. I'm like the Olympics.
Apparently, the
since
guy
gone pro.
Who like refounded the modern Olympics has an Olympic medal for essay writing. There used to be events for like speech writing and essay writing in the Olympics.
Really?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, paper airplane flying.
That'd be mine.
That's
yeah. I guess the idea was he was trying to make it like a showcase of athleticism and of artistry, I yeah. Guess.
I have an Olympic medal in spelling bee.
I think it's probably a little bit of nepotism that he got the gold medal.
My essay is the best essay.
There are tons of
and then that
defunct.
Sport was discontinued.
yeah.
Baseball is now defunct. There's no baseball or softball anymore in the Olympics.
Good.
They're supposed to be bringing it back.
I've seen yeah. Sports commentators make the arguments where if there's a event that, like, okay, for soccer.
Yeah.
The gold medal in soccer is nothing anywhere near as prestigious as the World Cup.
Oh,
no.
So who cares?
No.
then like okay, and then like in the like basketball, the NBA championship is far more prestigious than the gold medal.
Right.
The gold medal in hockey is probably nowhere near as prestigious.
Yeah, not as important. Not even close.
Because you're playing in the NBA, you're playing with all of the best players.
Whereas like track and field, there really isn't a bigger higher honor than the
than the Olympics or swimming for that matter.
These are like the old
and the only reason why that is
that'd be cool.
And then baseball, the World Series. I'd love to see NASCAR in the Olympics.
Right. Well, but that's only because each sport is really a niche sport for the like swimming. Yeah, we make a big deal of it here in America. College level. But
until Michael Phelps came around, no one gave a crap.
Nobody gave a damn about diving until Greg Louganis started doing it for America.
So they're niche sports. The bigger sports actually help those niche sports in the Olympics.
Yes.
It brings... That's why it was an amateur, like Larry said. It was, but for amateurs to bring their sport to the big time.
Yes.
It wasn't the football, baseball, soccer.
But now because of the Olympics, those sports have become big in certain countries.
Right.
So now they're able to, you know,
do
share.
Do the smaller ones.
Right. Yeah.
They get more sponsorship. We are talking
a lot of sports today.
It's amazing. Do we want to talk about the big three possibly leaving Miami?
I don't think they will.
I don't think either of them, any of them will. Any of the three will.
The way that they're it seems like they're just trying to renegotiate their contracts.
Oh, of course.
And get the buzz.
Like it seems like LeBron is trying to convince the other two to take less money so that they can get.
So
like,
he can still get paid more money.
That or get like another quasi big name
on the basketball. Mello. Did anybody here? Did the Clippers guy have to sell? Did he sell?
He has to sell.
Yeah, he has
but
to sell.
He is suing.
He's fighting it, but he's gonna have to sell.
He's getting like $3 billion or something.
Well, he wants to keep the team.
Now here's something. He doesn't want to sell. Now you got to remember something.
He need the extra $3 billion.
But like the franchise is not worth that much. This isn't the Lakers. This is the Clippers.
The thing about it is, it's a sports franchise in one of the two biggest markets in America. If that's up for sale, it's going to be
It's like the Mets versus the Yankees. One of them is clearly more valuable than the other.
The Rangers Islanders. Exactly. Yes. One of them is always better, but still.
Knicks,
the Islanders.
Although that's coming up, I guess.
You forgot one Rangers thing, Island. Though. This is not good for the NBA.
Rangers Island.
If they force him to sell, which ultimately they probably will,
yeah.
His lawyers has already told him, and he's already agreed to it, they have private investigators out there doing what I said he should do.
Find
dirt on anybody and nail them to the wall.
Good.
Let them
get nailed.
I agree. But that's going to be bad for the NBA.
Getting all that.
It won't be bad for the NBA if the NBA is consistent.
I think it's a damn shame
burn
that bridge.
He's probably eventually going to be making a lot of cash off of, I mean, not only did he do these morally reprehensible things.
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve it as an owner. He's one of the worst owners in any sport ever.
Yeah, Clippers suck, dude.
They've turned it around because
good draft pick, that Griffin kid.
Yeah, they got Griffin. They brought in Paul. They got Doc Rivers. Now they're finally a competent team. Where like 99% of his ownership has been an abysmal failure.
Yeah, it's been the other team.
I've got an issue with you saying it's morally reprehensible of what he said. Everybody gets mad. Everybody.
Well, he wasn't angry though.
Yes, he was.
No, he was talking shit about. Bring a black person
he
to.
He damn well knew he was being recorded. He didn't think there was anything wrong with what he was saying.
I'm not debating what he said is right, wrong, or anything like
that. Surprised the chick was dating him.
But was a little weird.
The thing that throws me off is this right here. If he is okay with hiring black people or whatever,
as long as it makes him money.
That's always about most things.
I'm just going to end this because normally people do this to me. All right. That's all for today, folks. Any final thoughts, Taylor?
No, not really.
I have a final thought. This Friday, 4th of July, come out to your local comic shop, Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee.
I hear they're providing food.
Cookout. Drinks, cookout, games, all day long. It's going to be fun. It's fun every year. If you're in the Nashville area, come out. It's going to be fun. What time is this starting? 2
noon,
p.m.?
Noon to 7.
I did think of something I didn't want to say now. Now that the U.S. has been eliminated from the World Cup, I'm going to root for Costa Rica for however long that lasts. It's probably going to be one more game.
I'm going with Argentina.
I'm not saying who I think is going to win. I'm rooting for.
I'm rooting for Argentina.
Costa Rica's not going to win. But
I'm voting for Argentina because they're neighbors to Brazil, and I want to see the riots.
I got something to say for a final thought. Comic City 2 is going to have an early release of Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
The next.
Fifth edition. Whatever.
Tomorrow, or on Thursday and Friday, if I'm not mistaken, depending on till you run out.
It's till we run out.
If you're a Dungeons & Dragons fan, come and get a new
the
copy.
The new edition is here.
I'll be here. And kudos to Hasbro releasing it to the hobby shops too
early.
Yeah, that's awesome. You can't buy it on Amazon yet.
We might be doing a trial run with some character creation stuff, I think Mark was talking about. So, hey, look for that.
Yeah, we'll record that and get it up there. All right.
Mystery Man, any final thoughts, Man of a Thousand Voices?
Have a happy 4th of July.
Yes, be safe, 4th of July. Don't drink and drive.
All right, and if I can impart anything to you, please, please don't go see Transformers.
Oh, jeez. I say don't drink and drive. He's worried about the freaking
movie. Haven't mentioned this yet.
Something from Mark.
You got something from Mark? Tuesday, too?
This Tuesday? Yeah.
A week from yesterday?
Yes, definitely.
Because I go home after that.
You able to do that?
That
Tuesday?
Work.
Awesome. Awesome. Cold Water Challenge Tuesday. Sounds
good. Good night.
Good to me.
Oh, are we still recording?
Yes.
Good night, Elaine.
Later, Bridget.